Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode of Scam Damnation, we're reading an article that was put out by the AARP. It was written by Ken Budd, and it's under their Fraud Watch. And the article starts out, Steer Clear of Customer Services Scams, How to Avoid a Treacherous and Growing Trap. And Mr. Budd goes on to say, Steve C. wanted to return a TV stand. The Indiana resident who wanted to conceal his last name to avoid further attempted scams asked his phone's voice assistants to find Amazon customer service, and he was quickly connected. But the call went downhill after that. The customer service agent at Amazon warned Steve that his account was littered with fraudulent charges, and if he didn't pay them, he would be accused of money laundering. Confused but concerned, he reluctantly transferred $34,000 via Bitcoin to an account he was directed to by the Amazon agent. And with that one little maneuver, Steve joined the ranks of Americans who've been scammed by phony customer service sites. The customer service number was a bogus one planted by phony customer service sites. The customer service number and the agent was a criminal with a well-rehearsed plan to steal his money. You don't think this is going to happen? It happened to my station manager. And she also had to pay with Bitcoin. If they talk about Bitcoins, hang up immediately and report it to the FTC, because it's a scam operation. At the AARP Fraud Watch Network, customer service scams are an everyday occurrence, says Amy Nofziger. That's Nofziger, Director of Fraud Victim Support. Her team has filled the calls from people who fell victim to these scammers after Googling customer service for companies such as Geico, Spectrum, and Wells Fargo, and clicking on illegitimate links. A New York resident, contacted the Fraud Watch Network after searching for Facebook customer support when his account was hacked. A phone call led to an imposter who charged a fee to supposedly solve the problem. Customer service fraud is a type of imposter scam, the most commonly reported scam in the United States, the Federal Trade Commission reported earlier this year. And customer service scams are growing. In February, Amazon reported a 33% increase since December and customer service impersonation scams on social media. In these cases, the scammers monitor complaints and replied with fake information. So how do you search for customer service numbers that don't lead you into the traps of the crooks? Criminals create phony sites and then buy ads that force their sites to the top of routine Google or voice assistant searches. And some sophisticated scam rings are also manipulating algorithms to make their phony sites rise to the tops of searches. Now, an ongoing investigation led by Michelle Couch-Friedman, founder of advocacy organization ConsumerRescue.org, found that scam rings often hack into government websites and create message boards that can be seen only from search results. A message board discussion about an airline, for example, might include articles recommending a fake call center. Those posts and the fact that they are hosted on seemingly legitimate sites can be dangerous for you, the consumer. Once the phony numbers are called, practice criminals take over. When they start asking for your money, something should have alerted me, Alan says, but it sounded just like customer service calls I've had before. The callers at the scam centers are often friendly, reassuring, and believable. After Consumers Rescue's investigation, many of these boards were removed, but the fix was temporary. Lots of them are taken down, Couch Freeman says. Bert say you can curtail scams linked to customer service calls. One, slow down. When you're looking up a customer service phone number, something has usually gone wrong, says Knopfseeker. And when something is wrong, you're anxious, nervous, and you start working quickly. Her advice, take a moment, catch your breath, and calmly scrutinize search results, particularly URLs. Two, be especially careful when booking a trip. Travel is a common source of customer service fraud as passengers scramble to resolve missed connections and cancel flights. To protect yourself, log in to your airline account and contact customer service through the airline's app that the FTC recommends. Three, avoid posting complaints about customer service on social media. When you gripe on sites like Quora or Reddit, you're also signaling scammers. They are all over those websites, acting like helpful members of the community, she warns. They'll say, oh, here's the number you need, but it's the number for their fake call center. Four, ignore unsolicited messages about customer service sites. Don't answer calls from unfamiliar numbers. Don't click on unsolicited links, and don't give anyone remote access to your computer. Even if a company's name appears on your phone, don't answer. Scammers can make their numbers look legit. If you receive a pop-up, an email, a text message, anything saying that there's a problem with your accounts, do not call that number. And if someone wants you to pay with cryptocurrency or gift cards or directs you to a crypto ATM machine, it's 100% a scam. Ken Bond writes about fraud and travel for the AARP Bulletin. And if you have questions related to scams, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network hotline toll-free at 877-908-3360. And for the latest fraud news and advice, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. This program is sponsored by Ruby.ai. Check it out, AI with Lillian.com. It will take you to Ruby.ai, where you can see all the testimonials, a quick demonstration of how the app works, and then sign up for a monthly subscription. And by Conscious Research Solutions, go over to PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/research, made simple blog. It will answer all of your questions about research. And sign up for a free 15-minute consultation to let us help you get that information, stats, quotes, famous person's name you always wanted to look up but could never find. Do you want to become part of PWTRN? We are always looking for a few good women and men. This is a woman-owned, woman-run station, and we're noted for our resources. and listen to all our podcasts because it does make a difference. And in creating the difference, it creates a ripple across the globe. And if you always want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, go over to PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/donation. Donate, and then leave us a comment. We're always looking for stories and important information and material to share with the rest of the world. Thank you very much for listening, and have an awesome camel day.